This is CliffCentral.com.
It is the Youth Leadership Platform with Bongani Tau. Follow the conversation at Youth Leadership Platform on Facebook, YLP Cliff Central on Twitter and Instagram, at Simply Bongani across all social media platforms. We are switching things up. It is time for SA Fashion Week again, and I've got three very lovely designers that have come in with their assistants. Okay, that makes up the rounded number, rounded figure. from design houses Watermelon and By Apparel, respectively. They're going to be showcasing at the South African Fashion Week. Young, very vibrant, very talented and creative individuals. We're going to tap into creativity, the state of fashion in South Africa, and possibly touch on the aesthetic of genderless fashion and, you know, where are we going with Afrikouture and just design within the South African and international landscape. Without any further ado, I would love to introduce my guest to you, and that is Shay and Kaya.
It's Tembiso,
sorry. welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Awesome. Thanks for chilling with us in studio. And the fellow team members from, please introduce yourselves.
Okay, I'm Kaya, aka Coach Kaya. I'm the brand director of the Watermelon Social Club.
Awesome.
Hi, I'm Shala. I'm everybody's favorite auntie, and I handle visual content and I curate online representation for Watermelon Social Club.
Awesome.
Hi, Shaylene. I actually am the only one here from By Apparel. I am the designer and creative director of the whole platform. And yeah, so that's pretty much me.
And I am Stembiso Mkhunu. I am the creative director for the Watermelon Social Club.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Let's talk a bit about education. Fashion education at that. Do you think that we are doing enough within the space to equip designers to be the kind of people that can be competent and that can be able to handle the industry? Because there's so many facets to being a fashion designer. I think a lot of people think that you just produce garments and then you're done. Get them on the runway and then people just buy and then the business just booms. But yeah, there's a lot that goes into it that people don't. Like, for instance, Kai, you're the creative. What is a creative director of a design house?
So Stez is the creative director. Okay. So he, all the designs, like the final decision making, and like he oversees the process.
Sure.
And what I do, my job basically as a brand director is to make sure that Stez's visions and goals for the brand are achievable, and achievable in such a way that we can monitor our growth and just do really like just brand activities that will just only my job is to water the plant.
Okay.
Basically, and it's like you said about the whole education thing.
Sure.
The nice thing about fashion is that it's a learning process all the time. Like, you never get to a point in fashion where you feel like you know everything. And it's a great challenge.
Being a creative director, Stay, what is your role?
Well, basically my role is basically like finding the way to grow the brand. So basically where we go in creative wise in like a specific time or a specific year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shay?
Well, for me, mine is to oversee basically the same thing that Stay does, to oversee the brand and actually to design the garments and whatever graphics go on. And then I have my guys who actually touch up things for me, depending on like what area it is. In terms of like the education with fashion, I think varsity prepares you like quite well.
Okay.
And as Kai said, that it's always a learning curve no matter what it is in fashion, because I also feel like as a designer you need to know everything. As much as you're designing the clothes, you need to know a little bit about business, about PR, about graphics and everything. I mm-hmm. just feel like it's a lot you have to learn. You just got to be a very whole-rounded designer.
What about your role within the Watermelon? What goes into what you do every single day to make sure that the brand gets out there, you know, and becomes profitable in future?
Well, I'm a visual artist by profession, but so I have to put all of that into creating content from our brand, and I need to make sure that I make sure that our market receives it in a way that we want to represent ourselves, and it's well represented, and we reach the markets that we're trying to reach.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
What are some of the trends visually, or some of the things really that you've tried out that work well with the market from a digital point of view? Because you look at different Instagram accounts, different YouTube accounts, and different just social media accounts in general of different designers and design houses. They've got a certain aesthetic to them that appeals to their market. But with you specifically, what are some of the things that you've incorporated that work well with the market that you're trying to reach?
Well, our influencers are everything indigenous, everything that comes from here. We make it for here. We make it for the people here. So everything, all of our influencers. So that works into our visuals, and everything is raw. Everything is very honest. We put a lot of imagery, influences from where we started from, which is from Mlazi, basically. And yeah, I have to explain why we called the Watermelon Social Club.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
Okay, well, watermelon are indigenously, like, they belong to SA, and that's kind of how we represent ourselves. It's everything that we are, and it's for us, and by us, and yeah.
Do you think, so to everyone now, we have a sufficient understanding of the business of fashion? Because there's a lot of designers, even great designers that have done amazing things internationally, that are still struggling. They're still not profitable.
Yeah.
They're still not beating their overhead. Some of them are getting kicked out, and we're not going to get into that. But do we have a sufficient understanding of the business side of fashion, do you think?
I feel like fashion generally is a risk.
Okay.
Like, you can never be sure what people want. Like, people change, like, basically every minute. 1 minute they like you, the next they don't. It takes a certain person who understands people very well to be able to thrive for a very long time in fashion. Yeah,
I agree with that, but I would also just say that going back to the education part of it, I think a lot of designers don't necessarily understand the market per se. Like, a lot of people want to design what they like, not necessarily looking at what the people like.
Sure.
So I feel like as a good designer, you got to have that balance of putting your uniqueness into it, but at the same time, you got to meet what your target wants.
Mm.
And as well as, you got to understand that in terms of capital, can your business afford to do this? I think if you have all three of those in one balance, then you'd actually be able to see profit in your brand.
Let's talk a bit about, do you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to add to that. And it's something that a lot of South African creatives have struggled with for the longest time. I did visual arts in high school, and what I picked up from that is that creating something is a very personal process, and we sometimes as creatives get so invested into this process that we forget to look from the outside in.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
And in terms of the business, you have to have an overview of everything, basically. And if you're so attached to what you're doing to a point where you're no longer catering for the people you have targeted, that's where we struggle as creatives. I think in South Africa, we're in a space where we're becoming more aware of the business side of things, because for the longest time in South Africa, there's been sort of a misunderstanding between corporates and creatives, because we think differently. And as time goes on and we look at our own influences, like your Kim Jones, your Virgil Abloh, these are incredibly talented dudes, but they needed to understand the business in order to grow creatively and from a business perspective as well.
You've been showing now, all of you, at SA Fashion Week for a couple of seasons now.
Yeah.
What are some of the back end roles do you have, like, for instance, finance and different things that you could attribute the success of your brands and the longevity of it to this point that you're going to be showcasing again?
Yeah.
What back end responsibilities and roles?
For me, building up to SA Fashion Week. So like I said, my job is to solely make sure that his visions and goals come to life.
Sure.
That includes the photo shoots, the promo stuff prior to the show.
So a photographer somewhere there.
Yeah, so that people know where we're going. I also handle like getting like the shoes and like on the day just making sure that the models understand what we want
getting
from them.
Shoes from brands.
It's called sourcing and getting stuff on Apro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, getting stuff on Apro I think is an old term. So now we just use sourcing. Because it's not very ethical to like buy shoes for every fashion show. Because I mean, the models we do get from SA Fashion, they provide the models. And if you're going to buy shoes for people that are just going to walk on the runway once, you know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense. And then
nothing,
we're going to have like a whole warehouse full of like stuff that we don't necessarily need.
Sure.
So that's my
job.
So
you collaborate with certain brands.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. What are some of the other roles that are behind the scenes that, you know, make the brand successful?
I don't think a lot of the time people kind of underestimate it because they think that, you know, we're going to SA Fashion Week and they see us at SA Fashion Week. They don't necessarily see us building up to it. And
it is
a lot of work.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, you always got to start off with your capital. I mean, if you don't know where your money is going to go to, you're going to end up like really messing around with yourself at the end. I think like the roles that I would have to play is people underestimate garments per se because they don't know how much work actually goes into it. So like sourcing fabrics and getting the right people to sew for you and doing the patterns correctly, because if these garments don't end up looking great on the runway, then like what was the point of it all? And then it's not only that from a garment perspective, it's about social media and getting it out there that you're gonna be there. And then it's also like you said, sourcing, so collaborating with people. You gotta go and find people to actually join you in it, like even if it's with accessories, shoes, the works, but it's just a lot of work.
Yeah,
and I think building up to it has just put us under a lot of pressure at the same time, but I don't think people, like, they underestimate all of the work that it goes into it. It's just a lot of things.
Yeah. What are some of the trends that influenced your collections that are going to be coming up in this during the course of this week?
So basically with my collection, well, basically with the brand, what I try to look into is basically home. So I basically look at what's going on in South Africa, not in clothing wise, but how people are behaving.
Oh, okay.
With they meet, what are they listening to? What spaces are they hanging out in? What are they eating and stuff? So right now, the trends that I'm looking into, like this, there's this one trend that I've always like liked with like the reflectors.
Because oh, okay.
Reflectors is something that when you're walking down the streets of Johannesburg, you'll see a reflector probably like 10 times, whether it's a traffic cop or it's a car guard.
Car guard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the one thing that I looked into was gang. So basically this term came from like American trap music. Mm. But then if you look at the content of the word gang, it's basically like when you think gang, you think like gang violence,
sure,
you know,
sure.
Like violent stuff.
Sure.
But then when you think about it, it's also about love, it's also about loyalty, because when you have a gang, it's something deeper than that. Like with our youth right now, everyone is about a gang. Yeah, so it's about love and loyalty.
What's a million? Okay.
So with Biperil this season, the collection is called We're Running, and it actually focuses on people with a certain drive, the people who stay up late at night to complete things, the people who sacrifice a lot to get where they want to be, and they have a direction. It's basically about running towards your dream without stopping. And around that focus, what I actually did was I did an experiment where I took a runner's heartbeat, like the process of them running for 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that beat and incorporated it into my designs using pleats and tucks. So you'd actually see on the garments the rhythm of a heartbeat.
Very interesting.
And so that's what I like put into my collection. And then, like, for example, my colors would be my base color is white and I have red and navy in it. So as the collection goes, like from the first look to the eighth look, you can actually see that build up of a heartbeat.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Steve. a lot goes into it, bro. Yeah.
It's
yeah. It's a lot of theory. People don't understand the research that we do. Yeah. Actually, it's not just putting comments out there.
Yeah.
Every collection has to be you sending a message. Yeah. Because if it's not you sending a message, then what are you doing?
It's basically an art form.
Sure.
Like it's a way to tell our story.
Another aspect of what goes into this is research outside of ourselves is we need to understand, we know that we're artists, but we need to understand that we're artists of the time, and we can't completely contest the time. We need to understand everything that is going on socially, politically, and we need move, because everything is moving so dynamic, just like the fashion industry, and we need to find some type of point where we break even and we understand each other and we're moving forward together as one. Basically,
and just to finish off, as well from a brand perspective, it's important that your brand is it tells a story to your audience that and it has to be a story that resonates with them and the current times or the current struggles or the current joys or whatever they're going through. You understand what I'm saying? And in terms of longevity, that helps the brand a lot because it establishes a brand story that is foolproof. And also, it also establishes brand loyalty because people will look at Biparrel, people will look at the Watermen and Social Club as brands that they can connect to.
Sure.
And that's where you really capture the market. And that's where you start looking at things that like the longevity of the brand. Because in South Africa, the problem is there's a lot of people who want to do like clothing. But it's just like for the now, like because it's the trendy thing to do. You understand what I'm saying? And we don't really look at how is your brand still going to be here 5 years
from now?
Is it still going to be here 10 years from now? You understand what I'm saying? So it's the forward thinking that we impart in like all the facets of everything that we do, from the research, just looking at influences, or just like sometimes going to a party, not even to participate, but just to like just look around and look at the scenery. It's very important to the brand.
Do you think we're at a point in time where we can actually blur the gender line and actually start creating unisex clothing, and what do you see in future for that?
I think the lines are slowly but surely becoming blurred.
Sure.
Because I think around 5-6 years ago we started seeing, you know, women wearing guys' clothes, and you know, there's some women pieces that I know a couple of dudes that have some women's wear. And it, you wouldn't tell, like, you know, I remember bumping into one dude and he had a really, really, really nice pair of jeans on. I was like, dude, where'd you get these jeans? He's like, hey man, I got them at,
you know, a ladies' wear clothing store.
And sure. I was like, what? Are you for real? You know what I mean? And that start process started, it started growing where people, you started even on Instagram, like, your people that we look up to on Instagram, like they wearing a lot of gender neutral stuff. Like, your bomber jackets are not just for women. I mean, your bomber jackets are just not just for guys, but they're for women as well. And like, you just know, staple items in the wardrobe. The lines have become slowly but surely like blurred.
For me, I think genderless clothing is something I feel really passionate about because, for example, me and Ste, Watermelon Social Club, and Biparrel are aiming towards that because we want to make people feel involved in our clothing. It doesn't matter what gender you come from. So you'll see a lot of our stuff are gender neutral. And I also think like the day and age we live in now, it's becoming a norm. It's becoming so acceptable for people to just dress how they want. Specifically for me, like I would, most of my clothes, I'm not going to lie, are probably from the guy side, but it's only because I really like it. And I thought, you know what, why am I trying to always like divide the two instead of just making it one? So you'd see, especially in this new range I'm doing, it's hard to actually define whether it's men's or ladies because it's something that involves everybody.
Sure.
And that's really what I think a lot of people are aiming towards. And I feel like as a designer, you got to stick with what people are currently doing, and you'll actually see in the next couple of years this division of male and female clothing is going to become completely irrelevant because people are especially like the millennials are more acceptance to the fact that people are just people no matter who you are. So yeah, why not just dress how you feel like dressing?
Just express yourself.
Yeah.
Isn't it style is an expression of your personality?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's been one of the most important characteristics of the Watermelon Social Club is inclusivity. It does not exclude any type of person.
Sure.
Whether what size they are, whether what they prefer, how to dress. It just gives you room to express yourself freely. It's because when we shoot, we could literally use any model we can use. And we make sure that we keep that way. We don't want to we want to blur these lines. That's our goal.
And also with like the Watermelon Social Club, I think when we look at our garments, we see our garments as tools for the individual that's going to wear them to promote their self-expression, you know. So clothing is our tools for self-expression, and the more self-expression is added into the conversation of like your everyday wear and what people are wearing, the more you stop thinking about that's a lady's jacket or that's a guy's pants. So
it's more about personality. What
kind of personality? It's personality. 100%, bro.
Sure.
100%.
What are some of the trends? We're going to go around the table now because of time. What are some of the trends that you wish could come back?
I'm a big tracksuit fan.
Tracksuits,
I mean, they've kind of tried making a comeback now, but like the real tracksuit. Like, I know there was like some OG Lacoste stuff that I used to see my uncles wear, and like the full Kangol, like the velour tracksuits.
Sure.
I really like velour tracksuits, and we're approaching winter now, so that's important to me.
That's your one thing. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like he just spoke for me. He knows that I make a lot of tracksuits. Like, everything has to, like, a lot of things have like our two-piece stuff. So tracksuit, because I feel like when I was growing up with my uncles and stuff, they used to wear a lot of tracksuits, and I must spoil over your Nike spoilers and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it kind of influenced me a lot.
For me, I don't know if this is necessarily a trend that I want to come back, but the thing that I really wish would come back into fashion is the quality of clothing.
Okay.
Per se, because like I feel like everyone can dress how they want. I'm not like some trends some people like, some people don't. It doesn't matter for me. But I feel like the one thing that the fashion industry is missing is quality in their garments.
Mm.
So I feel like that you could have seen like way back then. I think probably like in the 1900s, quality in clothing was like the main thing. Like it was everything. Some stuff were even like hand stitched, and the thing is, no one cares about the quality of clothing anymore. It's more the fast fashion, what I can get now, what's in, like next week I could be wearing something completely different. And I think for me, the one thing I would really love to return into fashion is the quality of garments, something that's going to sustain for a really long time.
Well, personally, I grew up in the church, so I kept seeing formal clothing, and I really loved it, but the old school type of formal clothing, those oversized suits and, you know, the berets and the long church dresses, and I really loved it, and I feel like there is a way to reinvent it and completely merge it with street style, and I think it looks really, really interesting. It could be something.
I'm excited. Perhaps you can take it upon yourselves to bring this stuff back. Yeah.
Lean on it.
Yeah, I think we need to have more conversations like this and discuss things like fast fashion versus craftsmanship and the quality question.
Yeah. I mean, fast fashion is killing the planet, man. Like, synthetic products are killing
sustainability as well.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Thank you for coming and chilling with us at the Youth Leadership Platform. We appreciate your presence. We're looking forward to seeing your collections at SA Fashion Week. So you guys must wow us. We're looking forward to see the heartbeats on the different Lorna that will be coming on board. We're looking forward to see what Watermelon is going to represent South Africa as, since it's the whole design aesthetic is about home.
Yeah.
Uniquely home. That was Youth Leadership Platform with designers and co-workers from respectively Watermelon Club and the Buy Apparel, leading up to the SA Fashion Week. From myself, Bongani Tau, and the Youth Leadership Platform, we will see you in the next episode. Share the podcast, download the podcast, tell us what you want to hear next, give a suggestion, tell us what's not working for you, but do that through our social media platform, and that is @SimplyBongani across all social media.
This is CliffCentral.com.